This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, this person is requesting a dua for marriage and thereafter for children as well, Mufti Sahib.
Allah is not married and he wants children already. Subhanallah. You don't want to read witr before Isha, my brother. Okay, mashallah. There's one verse, it includes everything. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such progeny and children and awlad that are the coolness of the eyes. Today, just look at it. How many parents have so many problems with their children? Children, grandchildren having problems with their parents, grandparents. So always read two rakat salat and beg Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, Jalla, grant us such spouses, such husbands, such wife, depending who's making the dua, and grant us such children that become the coolness of our eyes. When we look at them, they bring such joy to us. You know that now I heard the advert of Madrasa Sadiqeen. So that is our Maulana Zahid Khan, who does programs here with us, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala blessed him four daughters. So in life, what all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives you, so Rida Bil Qadha. That is the law in Islam. Allah, you gave me sons only, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You gave me daughters only, Alhamdulillah. When I was a young boy, so we had Muslim neighbors, you know. To one side they had five daughters, no brother. And other side they had two daughters, no brother. And I'm the youngest in our family. So they all want to play with me. I say, no, I don't play with you. They know all my musti and all my... So we're all growing up. So then sometimes we play and so forth. Then you know how it is. You start fighting and you run away. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. Ask Allah for khair. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes.
Mufti Sahib, moving on to the next question that we have. This person says that there are people that are very, very envious and jealous of them. What can they do? They've recited many du'as so far.
Yes, why you worry about them? So people will be jealous. Why? Because Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has blessed you with a bounty. You live in a palatial home, wonderful house. Now this person, when he sees your house or he passes it, he is burning. Why this man got such a beautiful house? There the lady, she is so beautiful. And when he looks at his daughter also, she's not beautiful. So again the rage and fury gets hold of him. Or the business the person has is flourishing and he is not flourishing. Or the... But I hear them speaking here. You must firewall it. So you must keep on reading manzil, work, Quranic ayats like that. And Allah will protect you. And these people who are jealous, envious of you, nubahul kilab, la yadurru sahab. So remember in Arabic is a proverb, when the dogs are barking, do they harm the clouds in any way? Nothing happens to the clouds. Allah Ta'ala will elevate you. Allah will elevate your status. So don't worry about them and keep on reading وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Yes, if you are jealous of somebody, then that becomes a problem. He Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدَ. Abstain from jealousy, envy, all that. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ. Because the jealousy, envy will devour your good deeds. كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبِ. Like the fire devours the wood. So you see what it does? So we used to make, you know, stove with the wood and coal and all these things. So you see what happens then. This is a hadith in Abu Dawood in Mishkat Sharif. Then you must praise that person in his absence, and inshallah, that jealousy will recede and then it will be removed as well. Then only will you understand this. Give out charity on his or her behalf. And in that way, Allah will remove the adawa, the dushmani, and the hatred, and replace it with mawadda, mahabba, with love and compassion.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to make masa on cotton and nylon socks?
Whenever you want to discuss, you must remember, you must go to the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah. So let us go to the Quran Sharif and see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo. Oh, you believe, 89 different places, Almighty Allah has mentioned this. Idha qumtum ila salati faghsilu, when you are made intention, that you're going to perform your salat now, then what must you do? You must wash your faces. Faghsilu hujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq, and then you must go and wash your hands, including your elbows. Wamsahu bi ru'usikum, and make masah of your head. وَأَرُجُلَكُمْ إِلَكَعْبَيْنِ, wash your feet, including your ankles. So this is in Quran Sharif, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 6, right? So that is called ablution. When the law of Masa al-Khufain came, Masa al-Khufain, the ahadith al-Mutawatir, you know, have reached the status of celebrity. So anyway, Imam Abu Hanifa used to say, Ma kultu bil masya al-khufayn. I never said masya al-khufayn on the leather sock and synthetic leather is permissible. Hatta ja'ani mislu daw'in nahar. Till it came to me, let the glitter and the shine of the day. Imam Abu Hanifa lived in Iraq. And there they were full of Shias already that time. He was born in 80. He passes away in the year 150 after Hijrah. 70 years he lived. And the people asked him, Ma aqidatu Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah? What are the real important beliefs of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? See the answer Al-Imam Al-Azam. Imam Abu Hanifa gave, Antufaddila Shaykhain. You must give preference to Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhuma, are the greatest people to walk on this earth after the prophets and messengers, alayhi salam. Second one, watuhibbal khatanain. You must love both the son-in-laws, Sayyidina Usman and Sayyidina Ali. The kuffar Shia say they love Sayyidina Ali, but Sayyidina Ali cursed them. And Sayyidina Usman, we must love him. He is the only personality. Their two wives, both of them, were the beloved daughters of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one after the other. First was Ruqayya. She passes away in the second year. And then comes Umme Kulsoom radiallahu anha. So therefore, his rank is so important. Then the last one, what he said, وَتَرَى الْمَسْحَ عَلَى الْخُفَّيْنِ. You must say Masa al-Khufayn is permissible. And the Kuffar Shias, they reject it. Remember that they don't believe in the Masa al-Khufayn. So there's Ijma and consensus according to the four schools of thought. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Ambalis. There's normal socks. You know, today I came rushing, so I just took out my socks now. So because I don't like to wear socks here in the studio when we want to be comfortable. So anyway, so you see that to make Masa on this nylon cotton sock, according to us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah is not permissible. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Ambalis. Yes, some of these Arab scholars, Sheikh Albani, Sheikh Bin Baz, Sheikh Uthaymeen, and they, you must remember, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, they give permissibility, but we reject it. Ka'in and Mankan, we will say they are great scholars, but on this issue we don't agree with them, and we must be clear on that issue. So you can't make masa on your normal socks or normal cotton socks and so forth. It must be synthetic, must be leather or synthetic leather or thick, you must remember, material is used. That you see this year, that the water penetrates and goes right through it. So therefore, that is not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, which Quranic ayah would be beneficial for a woman to read to promote easy childbirth when the time arrives?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave us the answer of everything. There's different thing, me and you, we don't know it. Surah chapter 21, verse 33. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَّقْنَاهُمَا. Allah Jalla Wala is speaking to the non-Muslims. Don't you see? The heavens and the earth were stuck together. And then after they were stuck together, فَفَتَّقْنَاهُمَا, then we separated it with ease and comfort and so forth. So that is the lesson we should learn here, that all Almighty Allah is teaching us, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. So, أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, that everything has been created from water, and that is the essence of life. So may all Almighty Allah give us tawfiq, that we can sit in the company of the pious people and elderly people.
Mufti Sahib, a person mistakenly, he's forgotten to recite a surah in the third rakat of the sunnah salah. Is sajda so necessary?
Yes, sajda so should be performed, and it is wajib in that instance, compulsory, mandatory, to perform the sajda so. If he did not perform it, then according to Hanafis, he has to repeat that salat. According to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali, it is not compulsory that he must read a surah and so forth and so on. But you must remember this, that Hanafi say it's sunnah to read it, not compulsory. But that does not mean we just neglect it and so forth. You get some imams, not all now, that Samiyallahu liman hamida. So they will go into ruku and come up. Then quick, they go Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So you must remember in these cases, yeah, that the person must perform sajda. So Hanafi say compulsory, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali say that sajda so is good but not compulsory.
Mufti Sahib, what is the minimum time a husband needs to spend with his wife after nikah and before the meal of walima?
Remember that when you want to have the nikah, the marriage ceremony, you want to have the walima, the banquet, the feast, whatever you call. So remember that you can have it the same day, but it's a proviso. The husband and the wife, they must see one another and they must be happy. And then she tells her, the lady tells her father that now everything is fine and sorted out. And remember the boy, now he also should make mashura with his parents before he goes to propose. So that is very, very good. So that, remember, is our answer regarding this issue here. That when you want to discuss Quran, Sharif and Sunnah, then you must go there and then you will find your answer.
Mufti Sahib, this person says, I am pregnant out of wedlock. If I make nikah, will my child be illegitimate?
Yes, your child will be illegitimate, irrespective when you got married to your lover, when you are fornicating and you doing committing zina, all this, Allah forbid. Then 100 lashes must be given to you. If it is fornication, you are not married. Surah 24 verse 2. If you are married and you commit adultery, then it is punishable by death, capital punishment. And remember, this is mentioned by 54 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that regarding the death penalty for those who commit adultery. So it's a serious, serious crime. There's different thing today, people take it light and so forth, but remember, it's a very, very serious crime. And remember another one thing about this, that when you are now pregnant and you're going to get married, so the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's say, "An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur." To have a lineage is a bounty, favor of Allah. And that favor cannot be obtained via vices and sins. So therefore they say the haram child, so this illegitimate child, his or her lineage will go to the mother and not to the father in all cases. Hanafis only, they one side, they say that if from the date of nikah, that now the nikah is performed, and right till the day of birth, if 6 months or more has passed, then we will say it is thabitun nasab, the lineage is proven of this husband and so forth. But if you must remember, it's less than 6 months, it's 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, then they say, in a case like that, that remember, Hanafis say, if it's 6 months or more, then the lineage is proven. If it's less than 6 months, then it's a haram child and illegitimate, the lineage will go to the mother and the father has nothing to do.
Mufti Sahib, this person says that few people are owing us money. What dua do we need for them to return these funds to us?
read the Asma'ullahil Husna daily. I'm reading for past 20, 30, 40 years. I can't remember also. And inshallah, whatever name you read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Allah, you are the best one to give, Ya Allah. There are obstacles, impediments. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, Ya Allah, you conquered them. Ya Allah, open their hearts and minds and wallets and purses. They must pay the people they took money from. So therefore, don't think you'll get away. In the year, in this world, you might get away, but in the year after, there is Yawmuddin, the day of justice. Then who will be there for us? Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us.
Amen. Mufti Sahib, how does one discard Islamic literature, example, madrasa exam papers, timetables, etc.? What do we do, Mufti Sahib?
You've got three options here. Number one, you bury it. You can bury it in your backyard. You can bury it in the madrasa. You can bury it there in the graveyard. All that is acceptable. Number two is you submerge it in water. You know, you got a river by your town, you got a dam there, you got the ocean. So in that way there, you take it with you, and remember that you can then dispose of it in the water, a sea or dam or whatever. You can put some rocks and so forth. And third one will be, that is now this, these people got old Quran Sharif, old Hadith kitabs and so forth, so they want to get rid of that. So what do they do in that case? So remember, you can burn it. But burning is not the best option. So remember, that was done by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. And so he burnt it as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So we must be clear. But that's not the best option. The best option is either to bury it or either you disperse it and, you know, and you disperse of it and submerge it there in the water, so that will be considered as the best thing to do.
Mufti Sahib, this person says, I'm an extremely emotional person and get teary over everything petty. It sounds ridiculous, but is there anything I can read, Mufti Sahib?
The first thing you must read, you seem to be a person who's suffering a lot from low esteem and self-confidence. So you must read the following, I'm going to tell you now, Surah 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So Ya Allah, there is none worthy of worship but you. Everlasting glory, perfection is only for Almighty Allah. And I am the one that is the wrongdoer, that I went away before Allah passed his judgment, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. And for me, I am the oppressor, the wrongdoer, the sinner. All these translations will work. So therefore, read that. Second one, read Surah 54 verse 10. Surah 54 verse 10. And what is the dua? The dua of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. So what did he say? Rabbi anni maghloobun fantasir. So Ya Allah, I am overpowered, overwhelmed. You defend me, you assist me, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And the third dua you must read is Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Ya Allah, Allah is sufficient for me, and Allah is the best one to take care of this affair. So read all that, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for you.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that Nabi Musa alayhi salam's name is mentioned the most number of times in the Quran al-Kareem?
Remember that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's name, Inami Nami Ismigrami, is mentioned the most compared to all the prophets and messengers. 136 times his Mubarak name is mentioned in the Noble Quran. So that is a great, great virtue for him, for Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam.
Mufti Sahib, is there a salah that is called Salatul Tawbah?
Yes, remember the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif also. So people, we committing sins and so forth, then we read Salatul Tawbah. So we read Kul Al Kafirun Kul Wallah after Surah Fatiha, and thereafter remember that we beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. So all these type of duas you can read, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will grant you the self-confidence, the self-esteem, all those things that you are lacking in.
Mufti Sahib, this person says, I'm moving into a new house. Is there something to read or do before I stay there?
Yes, but try and schedule it such a manner that you move in on a Friday afternoon, or you move, remember, on a Wednesday. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she states, remember, that you want to start something, then start on a Wednesday. And where will you find it? You will find it in Al-Maqasidul Hasana. That is the book that is very, very good for the ulama and so forth. We should try and purchase a copy and read it, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, what's the ruling on washing baby's clothes and the squeezing of it? The old people say mustn't squeeze the clothes, Mufti Sahib.
Old people, they came from Mirzapur, Palanpur, Saharanpur, Kolvatpur, and they were busy with their puris, you see. And now they brought one red book with the Lal Kitab. So all that what you mentioned now, remember the old people said this, they said that. So that is now they confused, and sometimes their fuses are blown or they're gone senile and so forth. So therefore these kind of things, they got no basis in Islam. It's just picked up by people.
Mufti Sahib, if the father is the representative of the bride, what questions should he ask her in the presence of the witnesses?
Remember that this is something we advocate. We say the father should become the wakil. So you, daughter, you appoint your father as the wakil and representative during your nikah. And thereafter he will ask her that, are you happy you're going to get married to so and so? So she will say yes. And thereafter he will ask the boy, what is the mahar? And he also will agree. And thereafter, remember, you start performing the nikah, and then after that the, you know, so congratulations and salutations and or salutations, whatever you want to call it. So barakallahu lak wa barakallahu alaik wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. That is for people who just got married. And remember thereafter that you keep on making dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Jalla Wala will make it easy for you.
Mufti Sahib, can one make the niyyah of nafil fast after Subah Sadiq?
Yes, provided that you didn't eat anything. Tomorrow morning, Monday, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So I said I'm going to fast. But in the morning, I didn't eat or drink anything. This example I'm giving. So all that would be permissible. Why it is permissible? Because you must remember, for first fast, compulsory fast, that you need niyat at night. But for nafil fast, you don't need niyat during the day. So in a case like that, that it will be permissible and acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, this message says that my husband, 65 years old, falling off to sleep during Salah and also reading the Quran. What dua to read for this, Mufti Sahib?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave us duas through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who conveyed it to humanity. When you're performing wudu and now you feel you're so tired, exhausted, say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahan. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from walahan, not wuhan. Wuhan is in China, this is walahan. And remember that when you are about to read Salat, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal khinzab. Ya Allah, I seek the protection. So from khinzab, he is the Satan, the Shaitan, the Lucifer, who confuses us in Salat. La yadrikam salla. He doesn't know how many rakats we read and so forth. So remember that walahan for wudu and khinzab for Salat. And inshallah, you will receive much more when we meet Almighty Allah, and he accepts all our good deeds.
What is Mufti Sahib's opinion on fathers who do not maintain their children?
Remember, they're guilty of a major, major sin. Almighty Allah in chapter 66, verse 6 teaches us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Oh, you parents, that people of Iman, save yourself and save the children from where? Fire from the fire, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. So why the children? Because to show that they must take the blessings of the father. But today they want to challenge the father and say they don't know much and they, the children, know more and so forth. So that is the big, big challenges we are facing nowadays. And remember, it's the way towards disaster and failure. Inshallah, one more question, Afsab, then we'll take a break, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Sahib, is there any such thing about wearing a black ring or black knife or black bangle to prevent the evil eye?
Remember, that is not permissible. Our people, again, accustomed from Mirzapur, Saharanpur, Palanpur, Kolwatpur, Katorpur, and lot of poors there in India. So, all from Lal Kitab, Real Kitab stories, this are. So, here what we must do is this, that we must always verify that to believe in this, in that, go to your local ulama, and inshallah, they will guide you along as well.
We say Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Sahib. We'll be taking a short break and inshallah we return thereafter.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.